Now, late in the night of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, venerable religious, dear parishioners and guests, we see an example, a great example of love and dedication in these holy women hurrying along Sunday morning to anoint the body of Jesus. And the gospel according to St. Mark tells us that as they're going, they're saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone back from the doorway of the tomb for us?" Now, many who would have seen these holy women going to anoint the body of Jesus would have said that these women were on a fool's errand. How would these women be able to roll back the stone? It took several men to roll it in place. And not only that, the guards were there to make sure that nobody could roll back the stone. It wasn't just the stone then that they had to be concerned about. They were also concerned with the guard. And these were not just the Roman soldiers who didn't have interest one way or the other. These were the very temple guards themselves who were serving those who had sworn their hatred against our Lord in his passion and death. They were going to make sure that his disciples could not steal the body. But as these women were going along, again, with such faith and trust in God, they are giving us such a shining example. There's still fear, I'm sure, that they have. But their love is greater than their fear. Indeed, these women, they were also even more afraid during the passion and death of our Lord. But their fear, their love rather, was greater. Their love was greater than their fear. Unlike the apostles, their fear was greater than their love, and they all ran away. St. John came back, the beloved disciple, and therefore Jesus could say to him, "Son, behold thy mother." I am very confident that as these women were going on their mission of love and devotion on Easter Sunday morning, that they were praying to God for the help that they would need to anoint the body of Jesus. Again, anyone else looking at them would have said, "Women, you are wasting your time. There is no way you will get into that tomb." But I am very confident, I think you are too, that they were praying that God would resolve it. And how did he indeed resolve it? The guards were struck senseless by the angel. The angel rolled back the stone. And what this teaches us, my dear brethren, that all the things that are beyond our human power, that need to be done, that need to be addressed, we will do it and only do it by the grace of God, by the help of God. We have to, as St. Ignatius Loyola says, pray like it all depends on God, but work like it all depends on us. But too often, I don't think we pray as we should. We rely too much on ourselves. We think we can do it just by our own efforts. Maybe not all that consciously, but still, we are doing it relying on ourselves. These women knew they couldn't rely on themselves to roll back the stone, to get past the guards, but they were relying on God. You know, in the early centuries of the church, there was a heretic by the name of Pelagius who said, I don't need the grace of God. I can do it on my own, just through sheer willpower. And St. Augustine spent the better part of his teaching and writing ministry to combat the terrible error of Pelagius, and he reminded him that we cannot do it by ourselves. We must rely on God. And therefore, St. Alphonsus Liguori says that many of the graces that we need for salvation will be obtained only if we ask for them. Why? Because God wants us to remember this all-important dependence that we have on Him. I am sure that none of us are Pelagians in belief, but I'm afraid that too many are Pelagians in practice. And every time we neglect our prayers and go about it, doing what we have to do, relying on ourselves, I'm afraid we're Pelagians in practice. This is why our daily rosary is so important. Our daily prayers, and especially whenever we can assist at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. As I said, we're not formal heretics in that sense of the word, but we neglect too often reaching out for that help to do those things that we cannot do of ourselves. So as we celebrate this great feast of the resurrection, as we celebrate this renewal of faith and dedication, we just renewed our baptismal promises before Mass. Let us remember how much we need God, how much we need our Lord. Let our prayer life be renewed. Let us never be Pelagians in practice again. Let us recognize how critical that is needed in our lives. We too face enormous stones that have to be rolled away when we see the great falling away from the faith into the new religion of modernistic Catholicism. When we see the dire situation our country is in, the world is in, socially, politically, economically, we too say, who will roll away the stone? But my dear brethren, we have the same opportunity for confidence that the holy women on that Easter Sunday so long ago enjoyed, because they knew they were not relying on themselves. They were relying on God and on His help. What a beautiful example for us. So be renewed then in your faith, in your devotion, and in your prayer. A most blessed Easter to all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.